Morning Edition continues. I'm Kevin Willis. Alongside cigars, cars, and rum, Cuba is universally known for its passion for baseball. Children still play it on dirt fields with whatever equipment they can get their hands on. But once they grow up, their only option for playing professionally is to leave their home country. WKU Public Radio's Emil Moffitt concludes our series, Exploring Cuba.
On a Sunday morning in May, several dozen men, mostly in their 50s and 60s, gathered at a community park in Cienfuegos, a medium-sized town about 2 hours from Havana. They're former baseball players who like to stay active by getting together for a softball game once a week.
That reminded me maybe the most of the U.S., what you see when we get to an older age and we're playing for fun, we're playing at a recreation level. It's grassroots, organized, so to speak.
Paula Upright is a professor of recreation and sport at WKU. She was one of several professors who traveled to Cuba this summer. Her mission? To get an international perspective on how young athletes are developed.
That was a fun day, talking to those guys and the way they took their interest in sport and then brought it into the community and talked about health and wellness and well-being.
The men on that field have seen a lot of change in their country over the past half century. But what will the future look like for the next generation of Cuban baseball players? On a sandlot in a rural town between Havana and Cienfuegos, small children played a pickup game on a cloudy Saturday afternoon. The older children appear to be in their teens, the youngest, 7 or 8 years old.
Their model is of course, quite different than it is here in the States. And it seems that most of their youth programs are tied directly to what they're doing at school. And then in some other avenues, maybe outside of school, much more informally than what we do in the U.S. You know, there's no Little League organization. There's no Cal Ripken for baseball. And then at some time, they may be identified, if they're really good at a sport, identified by someone.
And then maybe one day suit up in Cienfuegos with that city's baseball team, Los Elefantes, who play inside a concrete ballpark called Estadio Cinco de Septiembre. Outside stands a giant statue of an elephant. Inside, corporate billboards are nowhere to be seen. In their place, quotes inspired by the revolution. The public address announcer's voice carries through the old speakers. On this morning, several hundred fans have gathered for a mid-morning doubleheader.
The stadium obviously was quite different, but looking out on the field and seeing the guys that were playing, hearing the chatter in the stands, it was just like walking into a baseball game in a minor league stadium, I think, in the U.S., you know, minus the grass on the field, the signage, all of the bells and whistles and the things that we get used to.
Cuba's top ball players actually take the field in the winter so the country can compete in the Caribbean World Series in February. Today, it's the younger guys under the age of 23. And with the possibility of defection always present, Cuba is constantly developing talent.
It is a major concern, and it's a concern for certainly the Cuban people, the Cuban government, and the Cuban athletes. And it's a U.S. concern as well, and it speaks to certainly the broader political issues that are going on in Cuba. They don't have professional baseball there. They do not have an opportunity to use their talents if they're good enough, and which we've seen with the Cuban players who have defected, who have come out of Cuba and made quite an impression and quite an impact in the MLB.
There's no direct path for Cubans to American baseball, and the journey to get there can often be treacherous. But the Cubans we talked to were proud when one of their own made it to the major leagues. This wraps up our series, Exploring Cuba. But we'll be back from time to time throughout the year for an ongoing conversation about the country, its people, and its relationship with the United States. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.
This reminder, a special event, Cuba 101, will be presented this afternoon featuring WKU history professors Andrew McMichael and Mark Eagle. It takes place today starting at 4 p.m. at Gary Ransdell Hall on the WKU main campus in Bowling Green.